from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis, echoing the warnings from President Trump, says North Korea can expect a massive military response if it threatens the U.S., Guam, or American allies. North Korea prompted the reaction after conducting its sixth nuclear test, this time using what Pyongyang described as a hydrogen bomb. We asked security expert Jamil Jaffer whether it actually could have been a hydrogen device.
Either way, it's a very big deal. Obviously, it's a sixth nuclear test, the second in about a year, and, you know, concerning because of the size of the weapon. If it is a hydrogen bomb, that represents a significant change in North Korean capability because it shows their ability to do a two-stage nuclear weapon. Essentially means you can get a lot more explosive power out of the same size weapon.
South Korea is conducting military drills in response, and the UN Security Council has called an emergency session. Several hundred Muslim women demonstrated outside Myanmar's embassy in the Indonesian capital today in a third day of protests calling for the government to take a tougher stand against persecution of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority. The violence in Myanmar and an exodus of tens of thousands of Rohingya from Rakhine State into Bangladesh began after insurgents attacked Myanmar police and government troops attacked Rohingya villages. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga says his coalition would not share power 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled the presidential election, citing irregularities. Incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta, who won last month's polling over Odinga, also says his party will not share power. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News.